005 Simon Nunvav Sif Aleph Din Anias HaKadosh Al Yudei HaKol. This is all the dinim of Kadosh. Kadosh is very, very extremely chashuv a tefillah. I think what we'll do, first of all, I want to start making a more steady pace of an Amud a night, making sure we cover an Amud a night and covering an Amud a night. Not more, not less. We'll see. Mitzvah Hashem. But tonight, so we'll do Sif Aleph, I hope. But then tomorrow night, I want to go over the Kaddish. I want to go over like the meaning of the Kaddish, what the words mean, where the pause, what they mean. And I don't think there'll be time tomorrow night. Why is the voice always one off from the number? Yeah, so why? Why does it work that way? That's number one, file number one. So why isn't it called voice 001? Why do they call it voice 000? Pretty strange to me.
You give it to him.
Okay. So Simon and Vav Sif Aleph. So again, we'll do, okay. A lot of Mishnah Brewer here because he talks about the Kaddish. Yesh l'chavin b'nias ha-Kaddish. It's very important to have strong kavanah by Kaddish. Kaddish was niskan by Anshei Knesset HaGedola, probably. Not so clear, but most sources have it, Anshei Knesset HaGedola, in response to the Churban by Yisrishon. So that, and the Chilul Hashem that was involved in the goals of Bnei Yisrael. So they were Misakin Kaddish based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, that's the main Yiskadel, Yiskadash Meirabo is based on a pasuk in Yecheskel, Yiskadal, even Yiskadashti. It's a reference to Milchemes Goig Umogoig, where Hashem's name will be, it's like we say, Vay Hashem Melech Al Kol Oreth, Vayim Hu Yiyah Hashem Al Chodesh Mayachod. So that's the idea of the pasuk in Yecheskel that says, Yiskadalti, Yiskadashti, Besai Chamim Rabim. Something like that. It's a reference to Vegu Margot. So in response to the Chilul Hashem of the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Golos Bnei Yisrael, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola and the Misakin Kaddish based on this pasuk. There's three famous things about Kaddish. One is the Gemara in Brachas Dav Gimel that says that B'shoah Shebnei Yodam Dichnosam Lebotei Kneisios. And they say, Yehi Shmei Rabba Mavarech Le'olam Le'ol Me'omaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was reminded of the, so to speak, was reminded of the Churban and says, you know, Oili, woe is to me. And he's, so to speak, mistire on the Churban, and he is moved by the plight of Bnei Yisrael, and he's misorer, so to speak, to hasten the Geula. So that's one accomplishment of Yehi Shmei Rabba. And one famous Gemara, Brachos Dav Gimel. On Shabbos Dav Kuf Yutes, there's another statement, Kol Oino Men Yehish Mei Rabba B'chol Kolcho, Korum Osh Ardino. That's from Klal Yisrael's perspective, is Brachos Dav Gimel. From a person's personal perspective, the good that he's doing by answering Yehish Mei Rabba B'chol Kolcho, we'll see a Machlekes Rashi Toysus, what B'chol Kolcho means. Rashi learns it means b'chol kavanoso. Tosfos learns it actually means with physical intensity and passion, although maybe not screaming. Some say yes. We'll see about kol rom. We'll see about the problems that creates if people will make fun of you. We'll be learning about all these things. But the Gemara talks about korim lo gzardino. It's a tremendously beneficial thing for a person. There's been more on Shabbos, and it's a good thing to do. Karn lo gzardino, afilu shel shivim shana, some gersis has it, afilu shel be'avesim shana. It works to be mevatel the klipas, as we say in Kabbalistic language. The third most famous thing of all of Kaddish is, of course, that it's a toeles. This is what we are told. This is what we are told based on a few Gemaras, really not like one or two Gemaras, a story of Rabbi Akiva, one Gemara, another Gemara, and a Zohar, that it accomplishes the Niftarim. And the idea there really is that the idea of the Chilul Hashem, right, since Kaddish comes to sort of fill a gap of a Chilul Hashem that was created in the world, so whenever someone dies, so the loss of that person is creates a Chilul, creates a Chilul Hashem, so to speak, creates somebody's not around to further Hashem's covenant in this world. And so we try to fill the gap with, like, that's the Ilui Nishmaso, Kaddish has said. And it has a special segula that it works for the neshama of the mace. And this is based on Gemaras, and the Rama paskins it in Yoredeya. Over the Doiris, that has become like the it. Like, that's it, Kaddish. It's really, you know, Gift Stockel Ilui Nishmaso. I don't want to say it's much more because I happen not to know which is more. But traditionally, on the halacha, you give tzedakah or Talmud Torah, you support Torah Ilui Nishmaso, or do chesed. These are the more actually explicit things. Kaddish is sort of murky and vague, and Gemara here and a Zohar there, but Kaddish became like the symbol of doing things Ilui Nishmaso someone. So they'll kill for Kaddish, you know. They'll kill to daven for the Yomud, but they won't kill to give stuck like Leila Nishmaso. But, okay, that's how things are.
It drives people to Shul.
What?
It drives people to Shul. Yeah. They would have otherwise not gone.
Okay, the fact that it's in Lashon Targum, we really have to go through all the Mishnah Berurahs, but this is all sort of a Hagdama. The fact that the Lashon Targum has many reasons given by Rishonim. Either we don't want the malachim butting in, it's such a powerful tefillah, and the malachim, so to speak, don't understand their honest, so this is like our private conversation with Hashem. Some say it's because at the time it was instituted, it was the lashon of the Hamonam. Hamonam talked to Aramis at the time, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, with the Sakin Kaddish. Again, it's based on the Zohar. It's like very esoteric stuff. The fact that it's Aramis and it knocks out the Sitra Achra, all that kind of stuff. Okay. There are many words in Kaddish that are Hebrew. Yisgadol v'Yisgadash is Hebrew. In Aramaic, you would say Yisrabi. The first word would be Yisrabi, not Yisgadol. We know it's based on a pasuk. Whether you say Yisgadal or Yisgadel is not an Aramaic Ivris issue. It's a dictum issue. But it's certainly the first two words are Ivris, not Aramis. Yisborach v'Yishtabach v'Yispar v'Yisroman v'Yisnase is Hebrew for Pashtus, but only because of the Nikud. Probably those same words would be Aramaic too. It's not even clear that Aramaic has all of the nuances of Yisborach, Yishtabach, Yispar, Yisroman, Yisnasei, Yisabar. It's really Hebrew. And Aramaic would just take the Hebrew and shift around the Nakudos. So that's probably Hebrew also. So many parts of it is Hebrew. So we'll see about all these things. We'll go, Alina, that tomorrow we'll go through the Kaddish. What it means and all the, how many words there are and how many letters and this, if you ever notice, for example, there's two Yisgadol v'Yisgadash, then there's Yisborach v'Yisgadach v'Yisbar v'Yisroman v'Yisnasi v'Yisador v'Yisalev v'Yishalom. It's eight. This connected to Aseres HaDibros, and the Aseres HaDibros with two and eight. So here also we split up the two and the eight. All sorts of things going on. You didn't know so much is going on as you're taking off your tefillin while the chazan is saying Yisgadol, right? So the Shulchan Aruch starts off and says, Rabosa, Yesh L'chavim Banios Kaddish. Please, you should listen to Kaddish and be Mechavim. Mishnah Brura, Ki Omru Chazal, this is the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Kuf Yotes. So that's Rashi. Rashi learned b'chol kochol means b'chol kavanoso. U'b'chol evoro, that's already Tosfos. That you indeed say it intently and passionately, and you really get into it. the low rap kamotzi is false of the libo balimo. You know, you say yesh rabba mvora without thinking what you're saying, without being there. Gam yechaven l'shmoa hakadosh mipi hashatz. You have to be listening to what the shatz is saying because you're responding to what he says. So it's very hard to respond if you don't listen to what he said. Certainly, omein creates a very big problem. The omein of omein yeheshmei rabba has a comma after it. That's the omein to the Olmo Divrachi who said, "Yomlichmachu sevichaychonu v'michonu v'chaydechol beitzisel ba'agolod zman korit." It could be a shaila of an omein yisoma. It's very dangerous. The halacha we learned. We'll learn more in Huchos Brachos. Omein yisoma is a very dangerous thing to do. Morris says, very scary. What happens if you say an omein yisoma? If you don't know what you're saying omein to, it's according to many, many perushim, that's an omein yisoma. So if you're not focused on perhaps even Yizkadol Yizkadosh Meriabo, although that you said omein to already. So now it's, but it's really, you've continued the sentence. The Omod Divrachi will say, the Amlichmach will say, sort of a continuation. It's also another Bakosha. If you're not focused on that, and you just say, Omen Yehesh Meirabo, you really have said an Omen Yisoma. And if you're not listening, and you're not focused, I would say unequivocally, don't say Omen. Just start Yehesh Meirabo. And answer Yehesh Meirabo with everybody. But don't say an Omen Yisoma. If you haven't listened to the words of the Chazan, or even if you haven't listened, you could still say amen if you're able to focus on what he just said and you're responding to that. Like you can quickly think about that first line or those first two lines of the Kaddish, so it shouldn't be an amen yisoma. If you can't, if you weren't listening or you weren't concentrating or you weren't thinking and you can't quickly focus on those first two lines of the Kaddish, I paskin, start with Yehesh Meirabo. Don't answer Omen Yehesh Meirabo. It's an Omen Yisoma. Don't do it.
By any Omen?
By any Omen, it's true. If you're listening to Chazaras Hashatz, and you're already a good boy, and you're answering Omen, not Chas V'Shalom, but you're listening to Chazaras Hashatz the way you're supposed to, but you're a good boy and you're already just answering Omen, which many people feel is already the peak of Tzidkus, the answer Omen. But if you're not focused and you just amen without thinking about the bracha he just said, or without knowing what bracha he just said, you're just like sort of automatic, you're on autopilot answering amen, don't do it. It's an amen yisoma. You did a bad thing.
So people don't know what kashrut means, they can't
answer amen. A general idea that, you know, yiskadosh in the world, you know, in our lifetime, it's enough. You don't have to know, I don't think you would have to know what every word means. You know, a general idea that you said a prayer that Hashem, you know, that Hashem, a general idea that Hashem, like, Baruch Hashem u'melech hakol haaretz, that's what you just said. It's a prayer that Hashem's name should be misgadol, Hashem should be the one, Hashem should be known throughout the land. B'chayeichon u'b'yomeichon u'b'chayeichon 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 is it should happen in our time, in our lifetime. Ba'agola means the Mehera. A general idea. If you don't have a general idea, it's a serious shadow of the Nomen Yisoma. You want to know if that's a Nomen Yisoma? Whatever he said, I'm saying Nomen to. Once you're up to that, you can already think what he said. You don't have to know what the words mean. What? That's only. That's to answer a main. That's to answer a main. You have to know. Of course, you can't answer a main. You know what bracha he made. You have to know what bracha he made. Okay, let's go weiter. Gam yichavin l'shmo ha'kadosh and piyashatz kedei she'ed al men on amen yesh meraba. The omen she'acher the amirin biyoma. Right? That's the omen after the point that's called chatzi kadosh. That's where you said Yisborah. The brichu doesn't break up the sentence. the Amen of the Anirim B'Yomo Dimru Amen goes on everything from Yisbarach. For Koshkein, that's concentrating and focusing. Certainly it goes without saying, Shetzorach Lizor Ma'od Ma'od Shalom HaSiach, not to talk. That's a Kaddish O Kedusha. So we raise our kids like they would, you heard Val Yavah, the talk in the middle of Kedusha. Like that is like, but Kaddish, yeah, you read in the Masechet Derecheres. What?
There's so many of
them. Rav Chama, we cut out. For my part, we cut out after Ms. Mashir too, by the way. I'm ready to cut out after Ms. Mashir, the Kaddish. I don't know. It's not that burdensome to people, but there's really no point to it. Not yet. We'll wait till Dolan gets used to no Adam's mirrors. Rav Chama asked, what? What? The mitzvah shalol harbis b'kadeshim, just like there's a mitzvah shalol harbis b'brachas. There's brachas shen atzricha, there's kadesh shen atzricha. All of our kadeshim are kain atzricha. Since we don't give out the kadeshim one by one, we say it all together. Every kadesh that's said, if they're aleinu and the yom, I shouldn't say every one. One of them is a kadesh shen atzricha. That's wrong to do, and that's why we cut it out. It's kadesh shen atzricha, because we don't give it out one by one. You could say a Kaddish, and then you'd say a Kaddish Drabbanon. That's okay, because that's like a separate thing. The Kaddish after Ms. Mashir is really also Kaddish in a Tzricha. It was instituted because of the Ribu Yisomim, so, and they would give it out, they would parcel it out one by one. And Beis Tfila in Munsi, the Yaki Shul, not super Yaki, but semi Yaki. Real Yakis are the Davin Adas Yishurin in Munsi. But the semi Yaki Shul, so, when there's a lot of Avelim, they just keep on saying Kapit Lech Tillim. And you could stand there, and there's 10 Avelim, they say a Kapit Lech Tillim, a Kaddish, another Kapitel. After Shachris or after Mairiv, they could stand there, or after Mincha, they could stand there for 10 minutes, saying Asher HaMalos, or whatever, Kapitel, and everyone takes his turn saying a Kaddish. And that's the way you're supposed to do it. Everybody's Moedim. Everybody's mind that that's the right way to do it. Okay, let's go by. Let's move on. I quoted this in Shul on the Shabbos Tfila. The Rav Choma Ashkechev Leliyo Bekama Alfei Gemalim Teunim Af Vechema L'Shalim La'elu who talked during Kaddish or Kedusha. B'chol Amadav Be'elu Amakomos Olav Akosavoyme V'lolosi Karosa Yaakov. And I said then, and I'll repeat it now, that you read something like this, and it seems like a fairy tale. But if you know about the tzoros that people have, you all of a sudden realize it's not a fairy tale. People dying, people sick, people depressed, people without jobs. And you start thinking about Alfei Gemal and Teunin Afrechema, that's not a fairy tale. There's a lot of tzoros in the world. Because of the Sefer Chassidim, Maisa B'chassid Echad, Sheroa L'chassid Achem B'moso, one of Marikos, he was pale, he was green, whatever. Amalei loma panecha Marikos, amalei neshins medaber, v'shar shashatz ha'yoyme v'yachulu, u'brichas mogein obos, u'v'yuzgadal. So that, I think people are aware of that. They're careful not to talk by those things. But Kaddish also very, 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 very important. The Sefer Matan Moshe from the Tafir Aleph, Habib Shem Edrish, HaChochem Echad, Nir Nisrael, the Talmid, the Bechalom, the Roa Talmud, Sheol, Okesem, the Mitzcho, and he wasn't even an Indian. Omalei, the Neima, Ira, the Chalkach. What happened? Omalei, the Neisha, the Oisi, Nizr, Miladaber, Shachazon, Ayoim, and Kaddish. Tafilu, Lahara, Bedivrei Torah, also, b'shor shachazim oimer kaddish. Why? That's because they should tzorach lechavim harbe banias kaddish. Because it is mechaber that we just learned. Yes, lechavim banias kaddish. So you have to focus. So you have to listen. You can't be thinking about other things. Then chilek ben kaddish al tanach or agado mishnayos. No difference. Okay, vayta har kaddish. Nusach har kaddish yisgadel yisgadesh. The mishpura holds. You say it with a tzeirim. Shehu said al pi hamikra, the posuk v'skadalti v'skadashti ha'omer v'inyam l'chemes goy gumogov, sh'oz yizgadol sh'moy sh'lokal yizborch hu d'chsib v'yom hu yiyya Hashem ha'kod shmo echod v'yomer ha'dalu v'yizgadol v'yizgadel v'yizgadesh v'tzeve. That's what the Mishnah Berurah hold. It's a shayla. Kihu ivri v'lo targum, but okay. V'lo b'shnei shivoyim. Kilo hatofa hagimul b'shvo, b'shkudul. Ela hagimul b'patach. V'yadgish hagimul, it has a dogesh in it. V'yizkadeo. I don't know if it has a dogesh in it, but you should make sure it shouldn't sound like yizkadal, which is a lashon oirif, targum oirif kadol, which means to turn away, to turn aside, to turn back. Below yadgish biyoser habeis the yuzborach. Not sure what that is or what's wrong with it. Right. And these two words are Hebrew. Malarams. These two words. Yuzkadol, yuzkadosh is Hebrew. V'yachto chetev ha'hei de v'yiz alo. So it shouldn't be v'yiz alo. I don't know what they do in Israel. I have to tell my, this is the only case where I told my kid his Rebbe's wrong. He comes home saying a hey, like an olive. I say, I'm sorry, your Rebbe's wrong. A hey is a hey. That's the, oh, I have to do it. There's no other way. I have to impress upon him. Because it's not dialect. It's wrong. It's wrong. I don't understand what they do by Kriya Shema at the show. I don't want to listen to Israelis say Kriya Shema. It's not a dialect, it's like wrong. I fail to understand. What do they do when they say Kriyashma? Oh, Avto? Anyway, my kid, I tell him your Rebbe's wrong. This is what I have to say. Divra. There's no other way. He's a young kid. He has to learn to say it right. Divra. What? Divra. Divara, base table saying, it's two words. Divara. Well, it's always, the first syllable is always a shvana. Divara. The first syllable is always a shvana. Except for some reason by the word shtayim. Shtayim. I don't know. That's what a fancy Balkari once told me. It's a shvana. I don't know. I don't claim to know, so don't argue with me. Achar tables kirusei, which means kiritsono. The Omo Dibra, the world that it created, kiritsono. Yatsik tsas. Why? The tables elu koil alamala al yuskado. Oh, not on Dibra. It's really yuskado, yuskadel, yuskadei, shmei rabo. I was going to go into this tomorrow. Okay, the Omo Dibra. And Chirusei goes on Yuzkadel v'Yuzkadesh. What? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. It's going on Yuzkadel v'Yuzkadesh. That's Kiritsono. Yuzkadel v'Yuzkadesh Mei Rabbah. The Zman Korib v'Yimru Amen. Nochen Sheyomar Hashat v'Vasachas. V'Yatzik b'Neihem. Kinoyegim Shenakol Oinen Amen. At Sheyomar Hashat Zomen. People start saying Amen. Not after the Chazan says the Imru, but after the Chazan says Amen. So he should hurry up and say it all together. In Mashat's Mayrich Harbe, Benigan shall the Imru Amen, then certainly Yom Tino all of Manias Amen, they should answer right away. Kisha Oimer, Omer, Omen Yehesh Me Rabbo, Yafsik Tzas, Ben Omen Yehesh Me Rabbo. The Omen goes on before. Yehesh Me Rabbo is a new statement. People say, Amachsu Shkenosu Letzion, Omein Moedim Anach Mulach. Same thing, a comma after Omein. Moedim Anach Mulach is a whole new thing. If he told us, I'll take this opportunity to tell, because I see the Chazonim have to bow down Moedim right away. The whole point is that everybody is only bowing Moedim in order to bow when the Chazon's bowing. If the Chazon waits and everybody says Moedim, and then he bows, you've defeated the whole purpose of Moedim, which is to bow together with the Chazon. Yeah, there's different ways of handling the listening to Chazaras Hashatz issue. But I'm talking about those that handle it this way is the wrong way. To wait, have people say Moedim, and then to start Moedim. That's improper. You've defeated the whole purpose of Moedim. Of the Moedim Rabbanan. Kitevus omen koi aniya alashatz, the Eshmei Rabbah, umayma bifnei atzmo. Yehei Shmei Rabbo Utargum Shel Yehei Shmo HaGadol Mevorach Li'olam Li'olmei Olamim. This is a big machlokes Rishonim in Brachos Dav Gimel. We're going to have soon the Ramah is going to address it by saying where to pause. Basically, there's two pshatim in Taisus Brachos Dav Gimel. One is that Shmei is a contraction of Shem Ka, and Rabbo means it should be made full, and you're davening that Yehei Shem Yud Pei be made full. That's an allusion to the with Amolek Ki Yod Al Kes Ka, that Ain Kiso Shoen Ain Shmo Shoen Achi Moche Amolek. So we're praying that the Shem Ka should be Mevorach, should be made full. And the other pshat in Tosfos is that Shmei is Aramaic for Shmo, and therefore you're saying Yehi Shmo HaGadol Mevorach. That's all. It's all one simple sentence. So that's how the Ramah seemingly paskins, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah really paskins, and that's the main kavanah, is that pshat Tosfos, that Yehi Shmo HaGadol Mevorach. Shmei Beli Yud Gambali Mapike. The Bli Yud is not so Nogeya us. We're not Mechalik between a Tzere Koton and a Tzere Godol. We say it the same. So it's not Nogeya us. But what's Nogeya us is that the Taz holds us without a Mapike. But, Umidivri Aprima Godin Mashma, Shatovi also Lomi Bamapike. Which really, I'll be dictative, makes the more sense, Lachayrim, to say Shemay. Because when you do the possessive in Aramaic, so the hay takes on the hay that's the third person masculine possessive, always has a mapike. Mevorach is bekomat tachas habeis, upatach tachas hareish, lo olam bekomat tachas ayin, uli olmei bevod. Make sure you say uli olmei. Tzorach hashatz kam kein loma belachas yeish mei rabba. Velo yomar oda pam omein. He shouldn't repeat omein. He already said the imru omein. Rak yaskol yehei shmei. Achakach yaskol yisborach b'kol rom. V'yesh bo ches l'shono shal shevach, as we just, I just enumerated them. The Gra people skip one. Which one do they skip? I forgot. Whenever I daven by Zilberman, obviously, you know, it's very easily noticeable. Say yisborach v'yishabach v'yisborach v'yishman v'yishasei. Yisador v'yishalom. They skip the yishalem. I don't know. They do. That's all I can say. They don't skip. They skip it deliberately. Can I get Zion Rikian? But the Ramazim here have eight Lashonas. So I don't know. I guess if we looked at a beer on Gro, we'd find out. Can I get Zion Rikian? Varagia Shal Gabi Roshay Hachayos. Everybody who knows what that means, we don't need to explain. Uvetchila Omer Yiskadil Yiskadeh Shein Beis Lashono Shal Shevach. Shame the Sachakol Asor Lashono Shal Sheva. And I got Asor Sadibros. And as I said, there's the two and the eight. There's also corresponding. Min Kol Berchosa is Gimel Tevos, three words. Uviyomim Shakoflim Hakadeshim Le'ela Ula'ela. Or Le'ela Le'ela, as the case may be. Ain Lo Rak Mi Kol Berchosa, because the amount of words is very specific. Kadesh Lo Ye Besachakol. Okay, now the Ramah says, Hagor, v'lo yafsik ben yehei shmei rabo limavorach. And that's the second shot in Tosfos. According to the first shot in Tosfos, that it's yehei shem yud kei mevorach. Right. So then, what? Yehei shem yud kei mevorach. No, wait. Hagos Hashim Shem of the Kod of the Pirish Rishim, Lo Yatzik Ben Shmei L'Rabba. Ula Pirish Ri, Ein Lahasik Ben Rabba L'Mavorach. Yeh Shmei Rabba. Oh, because Mavorach is a new statement according to the first Tractate Taisus. Because Rabba, you've already said something when you said, Yeh Shem Yud Kei Mavorach, Yeh Shmei Rabba. That's already a statement. The Shem Yud Kei should become great. And also it should be Mubarak Liolam Liomei Omaya. So there's no problem with a pause. But if you say don't pause between Yeheshmei Rabbah and Mubarak, you're saying the second shot in places, which is Yeheshmo Hagadol Mubarak. So you say it without pausing, because that's what you're saying. Okay. Milanos also, okay, so that's the remark. Rash Mishnah Berurah, I am a people godin, umachsa shekel, dahina shalo yatsik mishtiya beinayim, mishtika beinayim. Don't make a specific pause. Aval ein tzarech loma b'neshima achat, which is the Gemara that Ari Stern is looking up now, and it doesn't matter if you pause or not. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah, the people godin, is coming to the end of that Gemara, by saying that you don't have to say b'neshima achat, that's because of the one sukkah you're looking up. But we're talking about like a heavy, heavy pause that would indeed do that. Not going to talk about that in this context, but that's what the Gemara is saying. The Mubarak, I am the Morgan Avraham, will defeat Dvarv, Gamben, Yeheshmei, Rebbe, Rabba, Ein La'atzer. Even according to the second Chatan Tosis, it makes no sense to pause between Shmei and Rabba. It's Shmo HaGadol. According to the first Chatan Tosis, that's the real no-no to be mafsik, because that's the whole tefillah, Yeheshmei Rabbah. But even according to the second Chatan Tosis, which the Ramah paskins by saying, don't be mafsik between Rabbah and Mubarak, but you shouldn't be mafsik between between Shmei and Rabbah, because why should you? It's Yeheshmo HaGadol Mubarak. Okay, Limavarach, yeah, good, B'kol Ram, Vaiter in the Mechaber, Elanos also B'kol Ram. That's Tosis is shot in the Chol Kolcha. Sha'al Yudzei Zem Mesorah HaKavona, by the day Kol Zem is Batum Gzeres Koshos. Zei Shteik, Mikom Mikom Lo Yitain Kolos Gedolos, don't scream it out, because people will make fun of you, and you'll cause them to be Cholte, by making fun of you. She Yishlots Tzual of Bnei Adam, the Yigrim Lahim Chet. So, in the long run, that's not a good thing to do. Vaita, I want to learn Sif Aleph today. If you're strolling to shul and you know they're saying the Kaddish, you have to have Yishma line there. You should run, make the Kaddish, say Yeheshmei Rabbah. It's a wonderful thing. Shani Yisomim Yeheshmei Rabbah, Yimitzvah Gedol Lamod. If you're davening in a place and there's another minion after yours, hang around a little. Answer Yeheshmei Rabbah again. That's what the Mechaber is saying here. L'hishtadel lo rutz kedei l'shmo HaKaddish. If you have a choice, you buy the kosel, you're in a place with a lot of minyanim, and there's different things going on, and you could answer either Kedusha or Yeheshmei Rabbah. Yeheshmei Rabbah trumps everything else. That comes first. For example, so if he's going to hang around, so he'll gain on the deal. Also, and this Mishnah Berurah printing has on the bottom that the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Kuf Chaf Hei says B'Shem HaPrima Godin Shalom LaHafsa, that even in the middle of Kedusha you shouldn't answer Yeheshmei Rabbah either. Okay, Vayter Agav Yesh Lamod, you should stand Kishonim Kaddish V'Chol Dovah Shem Kedusha. Ashkenazim do that. The Sfaradim don't necessarily do it. You see in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah says Yesh Omrim Yesh Lamod Ad Akash Yisayim Omim Yeheshmei Rabbah, either till the end of the Yeheshmei Rabbah, the Yesh Yomim Sheyesh Lamod Ad Omen Shal Achay Yisborach the Imru Omen, till the Chatzi Kaddish point. Okay, the Chol Dovah Shebekdusha, the Yesh Yomim Shein Tzorach Lamod. That's the Shlom, I believe, the Arizal, the Shlom, whoever it is. That's why I mixed them up. Only they're all Hakadosh. The Yesh Yomim Shein Tzorach Lamod. I don't mean to make light of them. Cholidah Vchas. I happen to always mix the two up. I can't help it. Yeshomim Shein Tzorech Lamod El Shekol Kaddish Tovsom Umud Going Akar Halel. So then don't sit down. Lo yesh lachen amin yesh rabba, but you don't have to stand up for Kaddish either. Psak of the Mishnah Brura, the yesh lochus will divay amachmirim, and you need to stand up for Kaddish. The yesh lumul kalvachon amin eglu melech moav, so you're nochri, become a yasul mi al kiso l'dvar Hashem, koshkin anachnu amo. Ubekavonos isa sharizol hayonoi b'chol akadeh m'shalachar amidu t'shakir v'farbis, by Yanisher Omed, he would remain standing. He was out of Kabul, Zal Chazor Sefer Torah, by Yoineh, he was standing anyway, and then he would sit down. The Kaddish Arvish on Shabbos, Lahanogim on the Kaddish Kodim Baruch, Gamkin Yeshomish Yeshlamot, I don't know. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah paskens, Arizal used to remain standing if he was standing, and not get up if he was sitting. The Mishnah Berurah is noted to paskens like the Ramah that he should stand up for Kaddish, and he has 2 points until where he should stand till. Either till after Yesh Mei Rabba, or perhaps even till the Amiram Biyomo V'imru Amen. We'll have to stop. The next halacha is too heavy to rush through, and it's enough for today. Tomorrow we'll continue, and we'll go through the meaning of Kaddish, even though I'm not sure what's left after today. It's not as much as I thought. Mishnah Berurah really covered a lot of the points.